What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that wants you to beep boop. Please mind the gap.
Excuse me?
Please mind the gap. Please
mind the gap. Oh, you're doing the thing again.
My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pally.
Yeah, you...
What the hell was that opening reference to, Terry?
Well, it was a reference to the gap between Man United and Liverpool is a whopping 9 points.
And in reality, it's far greater.
Yes. And to that I say, cheers!
How did it come to this? So essentially, either way, you're getting at least a four-pack of what, Lucozade?
I'm getting a six-pack of Lucozade.
Six-pack of cans?
Of bottles. We went over this.
Yeah.
God, your memory.
Terry, you've no idea. You have no idea. Six-pack of bottles. Is that the boring red? Not even the orange?
Well, I'm going to go orange from you because I get my red every week. But if it ends up staying at 9 points, I'll have one of each.
Okay.
I'll tell you what. If you could... Get your hands on a six-pack of Citrus Clear.
Okay, I'll tell you. I'm not going to go looking.
No, in Jones.
But if it's there beside the bottles that I'm begrudgingly getting.
Just ask the question.
I'm certainly not going to say, excuse me, do you have any Citrus Clear here?
Do you have any other six-packs of Lucozade varieties? Apart from the orange and, of course, original.
You see, I'm in something of a forfeit.
I'm in a bit of a bind. My friend Terry and I, when we host this podcast...
It's like, sorry, I need... Do you have Citrus Clear? They're 9 points ahead. Sorry, they're 9 points ahead.
What about this? You're not understanding.
Can I speak to your manager, please? Oh, yeah, they're 9 points ahead.
I told them they were 9 points ahead. Yes, Andy, they're always 9 points ahead.
Let me get it out of the secret safe. So the football,
What's going on? I'm more than happy. What's going... Who have you got last day of the season?
Brentford.
Away?
At home.
Oh.
But you know what? I hope that there's a little bit of a send-off. There'll be a send-off for Salah and Robertson.
Do you think Slot has the brass balls
do you know what?
To drop him from the squad altogether?
Last year I would have said, like, in general, yeah, because he did do that. Not maybe with players as big as Salah. But like his first managerial game, he hooked Kwanzaa at halftime.
Brought on Kanate. Kwanzaa could have done him this year.
Oh, tell me about it. But he was very proactive with subs and all this sort of stuff. I don't think it'll be a good move for him at all. But
I mean, the fan base would absolutely hate.
Yeah,
him
would. There would be point of no return. But part of me would respect it. Just show me some balls. Show me something. Like, you know what I mean? This is the reason why so many fans have lost faith in him, is just like they just don't particularly like. Obviously, the results and all this stuff is not changing and just getting worse. And the longer he's had at the club, the worse we've gotten, barring obviously the first 6 months of his spell, I'd even say. But like,
do you think he kind of stumbled? Like, we talked about it last year after you won the league, and then he was like off on holidays and stuff like that.
That was the first warning bell for me was when, like, you're taking, like, he goes to Ibiza in March, when there's still like 6 games to play or something.
Had you
like
won
that.
The league at that point, yeah?
We had.
Yeah.
But even still, I remember at the time, I was like, I don't like that. You know, I would just to finish the job and then party all summer. Like, why do you have to...
I don't know of any manager. I don't ever, like, Fergie, Mourinho, Klopp.
Never seen anyone
do that. Never seen anybody.
No, and to be fair, some of the players went to Abu Dhabi and stuff like that. Also didn't like that. Yeah. But no, I didn't like that. And if anything, I feel like I can track the downfall in our performance pretty soon after that, because we kind of stumbled our way to the end of that season, even though we had it.
Won, like,
yeah.
But the performances did drop off.
Yeah. And then the first five games we won this year, but the performances weren't good. But it was like, well, imagine how we're going to be when we start playing good.
And then, like, that we're still happen. Waiting.
So part of me would respect it if he said, you know what, Salah, fuck you. And
it'd be huge.
But I was going to say, part of me hopes, and Salah kind of alluded to it in his chat with Gerrard a few weeks ago. It's like, I'd love a little thing for Jordan Henderson. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he left the club like kind of... He was a bit. He was
because he's playing, maybe?
He's playing for Brentford. Yeah. And just if he's there, just give him some little
He's not really playing for Jordan. Or he's not really playing for Brentford at the moment.
Is he not?
No,
he was, though. He was doing great.
He's not really getting a game now. He's there like 20 minutes. Milner, come on here and tidy it up. Like, you know.
Milner.
He's not. He's
Milner,
not,
Henderson, Bequeve. Just let me support Brentford. As my
Milner doesn't play
team.
For Brentford.
Huh? No, he plays fucking Brighton. What am I talking about?
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But I would like to see that. Just because I always felt it was a little bit like, he probably should have got a better send-off. Because, do you know what? Right, because
This is you, me talking here.
This is me and you talking, right? Yeah. I forget the listeners. Yeah. But I always thought that it was very unfair how he was treated when he left. I don't think it was the right decision to leave. I think that was
completely disagree with you.
A bad decision. But my point is, because the whole they said, "Oh, you obviously don't give a shit about LGBTQ if you're going to Saudi." That was the big thing, right? That's what I'm talking about. But
bit of a hypocrite,
yeah. But
because he was so forward,
yeah. But you know what? My thing was like he did such good stuff for them that other players didn't. Yeah, or they, or them, she,
Terry,
you know. But you know what I mean? Like, he did good stuff for that community. And then, but then if he wants to go and play in Saudi, it's like, yeah, fucking prick.
But he could have went and played anywhere.
But there's loads of people who went to Saudi who did nothing for LGBTQ. And they're like, yep, have a good time and get that sack. And but with him, because he did something good for them in the past, he should be the advocate for LGBTQ.
His morals. It's hypocritical, I think.
I thought he just wants to play football.
He could go.
He could have done.
He could have went anywhere else. He didn't need to go to Saudi Arabia to get that bag. Like he was
like,
on.
I don't like any players going to Saudi Arabia to get that bag. But like you think, okay, it's your decision.
I don't like it if they go, right?
Yeah.
But like I also am like, well, you know, that's in a nutshell.
But does he have to auto align with LGBTQ for the rest of his life if he's done some good?
You can't have it both ways. You can't be.
Can't you just do something nice for the community or a couple of things nice, spearheading all the other captains?
It's disingenuous then, because what you're telling me is like, yes, I want to be involved in the community.
I get that.
I want to be an advocate for it. And then 2 months later be like, but I'm also going to go and work in this place where your head would be cut off if you were found to be acting that way.
I get that.
You know?
I just thought it was disproportionately harsh on him considering how much he...
Very little sympathy for him.
Did you? I don't know. I had a bit of sympathy. I always just kind of liked him. Because I think like he's... I don't think there's a bad... I feel like there's not a bad bone in his body. You know what I mean? I feel like he would take a
couple of bad leg bones... According to Sir Alex Ferguson, he had a funny
gait. The way he's running.
Meanwhile, anyway. I'm happy as a clam over here.
Yeah, your team are fucking...
Purring.
Living it up. Yeah, you're purring, aren't you?
Do I do?
Your buddy Fernandez got his match to the record.
I tell you.
8 open play, but...
12 open play, first of all.
Is it?
Yeah, it is 12 open play.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Why am I seeing 8 everywhere?
Because people are disingenuous. Again, it's the word of the day. And also, I'm not trying to be funny.
What difference does it make?
What does it matter?
It doesn't.
He has more assists than the best set-piece deliverer like in Premier League history, David Beckham, like in a season. So like, you're talking about like this...
No, it's good.
Secret weapon.
No, it's good.
You know, like,
it's not the same as goals. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like
penal goals.
Eight open play goals and 12 penal goals. Yeah. Like, that's very different.
Victor Gyökeres, stand up. I want to have Man United and how they've given Carrick the rubber stamp.
You're happy?
I'm happy enough. Like I said to you, it would only if it was a... like real A-list manager who's coming in that I'd be like, and nobody else made sense to me.
Yeah.
So like,
would you have taken Alonso if that had been?
I don't know if I would. That's the thing. Like
over Carrick, like
his stock is kind of damaged. Whereas Carrick is in the club, the players are playing for him.
Yeah.
You know, he has a chance now to kind of start putting his own imprint on it with this transfer window.
Would that be the slotting of him?
I don't know.
As soon as he puts his imprint on, it's like, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. But he's got Europe now. We're tanking here.
He has put his own, like, he has made this team, this island of misfit toys. He's made them quite stable,
yeah,
considering what way they were, kind of what positions they were put in and what shape they were playing.
Yeah.
So now I'm kind of saying, well, he knows what way he wants to play. Let's give him some more players to bolster it up a little bit. You know, Casemiro's going.
Yeah.
Like, need a centre midfielder. I would. Now that Pep is also going.
Yeah.
I'm like.
That kind of came out. I seen the news that Maresca was in before I knew Pep was out. And I was like, what? Here we go. Hold on. What are you talking about? When's this happen?
What'd I miss?
I knew it was like there was a chance. So you kind of ducked the question a few times. Yeah. But like.
Well, it was weird that it was like announced at halftime during the Arsenal game on Monday night.
Oh, really?
That it was breaking news. I was like checking.
Fuck, they're going to win. I'm out. Yeah.
And fucking. Anyway. But so like. Elliot Anderson would be wish list, top of the list. Him and Mainoo in there, I think, would be quite dynamic.
Are they in for him at all? That's just what you want.
Big time link all year. Ooh. But they're also like City are probably going to go to City.
This is the thing, there's a lot of clubs looking for a lot of players.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I mean,
the competition will be high. Repeat competition will be high.
Yeah, but if you think about it now, you've got Champions League secured.
Yeah, unless it's a 6-goal swing.
No, we're...
Oh, you do, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. For you guys.
I was back talking about us again.
Yeah.
Looking over our shoulder for Bournemouth.
That's the only bad thing about, like, with the City game last night, like Haaland.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they could fucking, you could lose to Brentford and they could win their last game.
Yeah. Very easily lose to Brentford,
The way it's going. So we Champions League secured.
Yeah.
Carrick has, the best win ratio since he's come in the Premier League. Like, you know. Things are attractive at the moment to come to Manchester United.
It's more attractive now than it's been in a long time, I think.
Yeah, I would say.
Barring the cold hard cash, the spice melange of it all.
But we talked about it last year. You were able to get Cunha and Wemo. People
Yeah, because I was saying last year, I was like, why the fuck are they going there? And you were like, the spice. You know what I mean?
It is. It is that. And now now you're going to play European Nights in Old Trafford. The thing with
the theater of dreams.
Yeah, but Casemiro is a perfect example of this, where he said, and Varane was another one. There's something about Man United, these guys that have won fucking 5 European Cups with Real Madrid.
Yeah,
and they come to United and they're like, I wish I'd come here sooner in my career. There's something special. Even Ten Hag, who was fucking spit roasted by everybody at that club. He was on the other day and he was like, what do you miss? Or you know,
the spit roasting.
Yeah.
Specifically.
But he said, I miss Old Trafford. I miss the fans.
Yeah.
And widely regarded as some of the best fans in the league. So there's a lot of attractive things to come to Man United at the moment.
I mean, are they regarded as some of the best fans?
Absolutely. Especially away fans, travelling fans.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, it's not like Liverpool. It's not like Liverpool where it's like...
They're not like the top.
No. It's not like Liverpool where it's like...
Known for their fans.
Are they?
Yeah.
And on a Tuesday night in the Champions League, come Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m, you can hear a pin drop.
it's been a bit quieter this year. Grumble.
I don't know. And I want to say... Congratulations to Arsenal. All two Pauls. I hope you're happy out there.
Do you know what? I'm happy for the Pauls.
I'm not. Book one.
But other than that, I'm I kind of looked and I seen the draw and then I checked the table because I still wasn't sure. I was 4 point. No, that is it. Okay. And then I was
an ignominious end to an illustrious career.
I felt like I should just say to Andy, at least, fair play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair play, right.
That's it. I was hoping they wouldn't do it.
But I had it down to talk
actually,
about
the opposite
last
of fair
week.
Play.
Yeah, exactly. I had it down to talk about it last week because the state of refereeing in this league.
How bad has it got?
It's so bad. And just the spotlight is on it. The last two games, Arsenal have had VAR gone in their favour.
Well, United as well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm going to talk about that.
Okay,
the handball, yeah. Like I text you guys and say,
yeah. Don't even want to claim that.
I don't want to claim it. It's ridiculous. Now, we should have went on and scored more goals. But like,
yeah.
That was, it's like, it's handball all day long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
In what world have we convoluted the rule that that's now no longer
well, it hits his hip first and then hits his arm. Like, I don't care.
And this whole thing of like, this new thing of like, oh, it's accidental. So, like, it's all accidental. I seen the one with West Ham and was it whatever where the player wraps his arms around him and knocks the ball up and out for a corner and it's given us a goal kick and no pen. I was like, total accident. That was a total accident. I'm like, so? It's like, what? So, like, so they can just. And then there was one where, was it against Liverpool or where they kicked it off their own player's hand?
Yeah,
if they were
that was in
the
Champions League.
And
yeah.
It was like, oh, because it came off his teammate.
Well, I think that's a little different.
But where, then, what, can you just pass it and pick it up?
I think it's a little different when it's like you kick it off somebody, it hits off them, and your arm is there, kind of not really involved in the play, and it hits your arm. I think that's a little different. But for ones where it's like, I'm throwing the ball in, we're jostling for it, and a hand comes and hits it. Come on.
Like it's fucking handball.
You know?
And in a way, I kind of respected the, even though it was like the wrong decision with your handball one.
I kind of like
I respected
too,
the way the ref went and stuck with his decision. It was just
refreshing.
This was
wrong.
The one time that it is actually a clear and
why don't you do yeah, exactly.
Like the one time they've used it for, sorry, you made a clear and obvious error there. Nah. Mental.
I think so.
I'm going.
Whereas,
mental.
You know, we're. I mean, I text my friend Paul, Arsenal fan, and he's like, the Havertz one the other night at 1-0.
Yeah.
Could have been a cagey last 20 minutes. Like, oh, it's never a red card. I'm like, sorry. Like,
I thought it was a red. But then I also thought.
It was a red.
But now, would you say, though, that if that's a red, the Bruno Fernandes on Szoboszlai was a red as well?
No. Because
quite similar.
They're
quite
not
similar.
They're not quite similar.
I'm just asking questions. I'm just asking questions.
The man Okachoku was running away. He's running away, and like Havertz is nowhere near the ball, stretching for a foot on the back
worse.
Of the calf.
It was worse.
It was way
it was worse.
Worse.
Yeah.
And it's nowhere near the ball. And
did you get a yellow?
You got a yellow, and then it went for review, and they looked at it. Whereas, again, you talk about Bruno Fernandes. You remember that one against Spurs, where like he slipped. And like his foot came out. And it just like went down the front and it's like reckless play.
Red
card. I'm like, yep, no problem. Put him in jail next to Casemiro for choking out a regular occurrence these days.
But this thing, do you know what the problem is? Is that it's like you get these like, VAR was brought in to help the refs. And I know it's so like inane to talk about VAR still, but like it's just, it's getting so much worse. And it was brought in to help the ref. And like this whole thing of like, if you have to look at a replay 20 times in slow motion, just scrap it. Scrap the decision. Or if you can't make it in 60 seconds, like you have a timer, 60 seconds. Because it's not used as a clear and obvious. It's used as like, you know, yeah, there was contact. I know you said penno, but we kind of don't think there was a penno. Do you want to come and have a look and change your mind? And it's like, sorry, was there no contact? Like, no, there was still contact. It's just we don't think it was a penno. Yeah. Well, stop wasting my time. I'm the ref.
It should be, for me, I'm now in the camp of offside and
goal line technology.
That's it.
Yeah.
Kind of like. I've been an advocate. Actually, I think they should use VAR because it drives me fucking nuts for when it's like, well, that clearly came off Andy. It's a corner. It's a goal kick.
Yes.
And just like, well, they're queuing up the goal kick.
Just
sorry, that actually was a corner.
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. Sorry.
So we've agreed.
We'll just do that.
So like, we're using VAR. In our scenario, we're using VAR for goal line technology, offsides, and is a goal kick, corner, throw in.
Yeah.
That sort of
thing. And we're bringing in the penalties where you have to go around the keeper.
The MLS penalties. Yeah. Now we're talking. I'm telling you. Let's just have some fun. If you're
I'm just going to put on my conspiracy hat. But I don't know if you saw that clip of like one of the Premier League big boys, like the execs. Where it was like, we have a job here in the Premier League.
Oh, well, it's a new winner
every
6 years.
A new winner
every
6 years. And I was like,
Probably shouldn't say that.
Probably shouldn't say that out loud.
And crap. I certainly shouldn't have said that.
And then I was going back through like the Arsenal decisions where it's like, no penalties against them,
it's
no
mental.
Red cards.
It's,
and
it
was like,
mental.
Well, there's the one where Gabriel punched Walter Mata in the face.
Yeah.
And the Newcastle, no. And he headbutted Haaland, no.
Yeah.
And well,
there's a lot of them.
There was the one where he wrapped his arms around the Chelsea forward.
Yeah,
no, or
Joe Pedro.
Where
the United keeper first game of the season for the exact goal that was crossed off for West Ham.
The keeper punched somebody in the face without getting, no, that's not a penalty. I'm like, it's a lot.
It's stacking up. Listen,
what?
Congrats to Arsenal, though.
Yeah.
All that aside,
I sent you and a few other Arsenal friends to come down with me. Face guy, what a pathetic little club.
Little victory.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna have to avoid anything. If I see Arteta doing any silly dancing,
I tell you, real loser shit from him with the water bottle on Monday. Did you see it?
Rent free. That's to quote the fan. I mean, that was the most. He's sloshing it around. I'm like, but looking like it's not.
And he's like, who's looking at me?
Huh?
Who's looking at me?
He's insufferable.
Am I cool? And then I'm like, have some, like, act like you belong.
Yeah, act like you belong here.
Dignity. Could you imagine Alex Ferguson, Kenny Dalglish?
Yeah, no.
Wenger doing anything like this.
Because they're ingrained winners. Yeah. That's why. They're winners.
Not a fucking loser like this guy.
Yeah, cunt. Anyway, enjoy your win.
Can't stand him.
So I had a bit of a faux pas.
You haven't told me about this.
On Twitter.
It's been on the docket for a week now.
Oh, Terry, I wanted to delete my. I was like, well, I'm going to have to just not be online anymore.
Talk to me. What happened?
So, Liverpool.
I don't see you posting that much on Twitter these days, to be honest.
I delete them quite often. Do you know, I have a weird thing where I've deleted more tweets than I've left up.
Really?
And I delete them after about 2 minutes. Sometimes I'm like, oh, that's funny. And then as soon as it's up, I'm like, I don't want it there anymore. I want to delete it. And I don't know why.
It's your digital footprint.
Especially if it's football opinion. I'm like, do you know what? I don't actually care what anyone says to this, and I can't be arsed to read it.
That's what this is for.
Exactly. But Liverpool succumbed to the latest. Oh, well, they drew against Chelsea, who were on a 6-game losing streak. And do you remember the video I made a couple of months ago of like the 80s style, like, is your team
Dr.
shit?
Liverpool.
Yeah, come to Liverpool. But it was at the start of a YouTube vid, so I was like, oh, I don't have the thing on its own. So I just screen recorded it. And I was like, I'll just cut it at that point. And I had just bought weed, okay? And I had two different kinds. He gave me two different kinds to try. One was like Sherbet Bud and one was Purple Runt, right?
Okay.
Or something like that. And I was like, and so texted me and he was just like, oh, this bag is Purple Runt, this bag is Sherbet Bud. And I put up this screen recorded video and then like I started getting these comments and screen grabs of did I say his name already?
Yeah. Bleep that out.
Okay, well, I'll change the name. Ask Johnny about the Purple Runts and the Sherbet Bud, or like a screen grab of the message coming through on my, because I had just recorded my screen.
Okay.
And someone screenshotted it and was just like, mate. And it was just the full message. Yeah. And I was like, oh no. And I was like, oh my God. Oh fuck. Because I was like, did I accidentally like, you know, like, how do they know? I thought, like, oh, this must be his mate who just is also following me.
Yeah.
And it's like, ask Johnny about the Purple Runt. And I was like, that's weird. And then a few people had said it, and I was like, oh my God.
I'm supposed to have detention. Oh no.
So I was just like, okay, I deleted the tweet, and then I'm just praying that no one caught the. Because the account had about like 10,000 followers.
Right, yeah.
Who had said mate. And I was like, you'd only see it by going to their replies.
Yeah, yeah.
But like all day I was checking how many views has that thing got. It's like, okay, it's only 50, it's only 60, it's only 70, you know. So like it ended up
contained.
It ended up nothing, but I was just like, I don't know why, like it's not a big deal. I was more freaked that like I've outed my dealer's name. And
you're gonna have to scrub this and bleep it. And
I think it was just the first time. I'll bleep the first one. Yeah. And the rest I just changed the name. Yeah. His name isn't actually Johnny, I just used that for effect. But I was really just all day I was just like, fuck, it felt like such an invasion of privacy of my actual life.
Worlds colliding.
And I was like, thank God it wasn't like a fucking sex thing or
I'm gonna make the joke with like it's all video.
But it felt like I felt dirty. It was like, oh no. And like I've joked on like the live streams about like I'm going for a weed break at halftime or you know something like that. And it's like a little running joke, like bong break everyone, and people are like, I'm gonna whatever. But it's still, I was a bit like,
didn't
like that at all. I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna bury my head under a rock.
Oh, it doesn't affect me.
Oh, I did. I was like, for about a solid hour, I'm just like checking my phone, make sure nothing. Okay, good. But didn't like it. Hey, can I ask you, did you watch the Kevin Hart roast? Do you have any interest in that?
I watched bits of it, yeah.
What do you think?
You know what I thought was good? Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, I thought she was okay, yeah. I
thought she was very good.
I thought some were good. I skipped some because it was like a 3-hour show.
I thought The Rock was shy.
Oh, shy. I mean, it was good up until he got there.
Come here, suck on my titty.
This whole like, shtick okay. of like, you know, oh, I don't like that at all. But you know what? Like, I was kind of thinking because like...
I miss the old roasts.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Like, I do enjoy roasts to an extent, but...
Not now.
It's kind of like, it depends who it is, you know what I mean? Doing it or getting roasted and giving the roast. But like, when you think back of like a roast back in the day is like, I'm not saying Frank is cheap, you know? And then it's like, oh, it's like, I'm just kidding. This is the best guy around, you know? Whereas now it's like, your son died. Yeah. Your husband killed himself. Like, your father burned in the rubble of 9/11. I'm like, fucking hell. Like, there's no good, like, will. Yeah. It's like, I don't like you. See, I'm going to say
the whole
these
thing
things.
It was the Friars Club. Which yeah. that made it.
It was rough, I tell you. Like, that's like, that style.
Go. There's one on YouTube, the Jerry Stiller roast.
Oh, great!
And like, I heard about this from because I used to listen to a great podcast before he passed away, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast, and he would have comedians on it all the time. And of course, he was very good at doing, you know, the roasts and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he had your man Jeff Ross on it. So before he became Roastmaster General, he was just like somebody with his foot in the door.
Yeah.
And it was like, B. Arthur was on it. And he's like, B. Arthur. Oh, no. Sandra Bernhardt was doing Magic Man by Hart.
You're saying a lot of things.
You know Magic Man?
No.
The song. He's a magic man.
Oh, yeah.
And she was like performing that. You know Sandra Bernhardt?
No.
The actress.
Is there any point? Is there any point?
From the 90s. You know from the 90s.
I don't know. I'm not going to...
She's the one from The Sopranos. You bukach.
Oh, yeah.
You know
literally her? Watched that episode 2 days ago. Yeah, I'm on a big rewatch.
So not Janine Garofalo, the other one.
Oh, yeah, okay. Kind of, yeah, never would have got her other than that. How have you got that reference? Like, of all the episodes
that's
I just watched.
The buzzer.
That's incredible.
But she was doing it, and like Jerry Stiller is like very uncomfortable. He's up like on the dais in his velour suit. She's like straddling him, singing this
God
off key, like, and it's really weird. And then like Jeff Ross gets up and he's like, oh, Sandra Bernhardt, everybody. And he's like, whew. He's like, I would not fuck you with B. Arthur's dick. And like she's just there in the crowd and she's like wagging a finger at him. And then that's he tells good. The story. It was like, he's like, And then I ran into her, like, you know, 2 years later or whatever like that. And he's like, I don't know if you remember me. I was, you know, at the Jersey. And she's like, yeah, you nailed me, you bastard. And like, that's what it felt like, a community.
Yes.
Whereas now, because everything is so siloed and it's all so...
It just doesn't seem...
I'm Manosphere. I'm edgy racist. I'm this, that, and the other. That it's all... It's just, there's no sense of... camaraderie,
that's what I find, and you can tell that like these aren't really because it used to be
they're
like
friends.
My friends will come and roast me, and then they'll say nice things. Where it's like 90% like pure vile, like to the entire like roster, like, and then you get a little thing at the end of Kevin Hart and all that. But I just find like some of it is funny. But I'm just kind of like, it doesn't feel good natured. It feels like I'm on Twitter. Do you know what I mean?
It feels like. And Kevin Hart doesn't need it. So that was obviously just like a big money Netflix thing.
Must be,
but like when MTV were doing them, like it was a real image rehab thing. Like they did a roast to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And it was like, here's to show that Justin can take it, having a bit of fun. And then right at the end, he was like, you know, when he has his little speech, he's like, I made some mistakes in my life, blah, blah. And like, but I'm a better person. And I was
it actually
like,
does.
And I was like, fuck you, man. This is not what the roast is. No. You're supposed to be celebrated.
You sit there and
take it. You're supposed to be celebrating. Like, why are we celebrating Justin Bieber? Like, why are we celebrating, like, Donald Trump? You know what I mean? Before he was going for president and stuff like that. Like, it's like, it should be comedians. Like, like the roast of...
Yeah, not some horrible person.
Ray Romano, the roast of you know, somebody that like, you know, you want to have fun at their expense, but it comes from the heart.
Yeah.
And it seems to me
it doesn't come. And plus they've all got writers and they've all, you know, all this sort
of stuff.
The
other thing was a lot of white writers.
Yeah.
Were doing a lot of
I seen
jokes
that,
at black people's expenses.
I saw that.
And I was like, okay. I guess that's fine. That's 2026. That's the big 26 in a nutshell.
Also, it was too long. 3 hours.
I just saw the clips. You know what I mean? Like Shane Gillis, I do find him funny.
That's the most I've seen of Shane Gillis. I haven't really seen him. I thought he was quite good. I thought, I actually thought Pete Davidson was okay, even though, like, I did like, there's a line against him where it was like, Pete, I don't know, I can't tell you one of your jokes. You're a comedian, you know, that sort of stuff.
His stand up that's on, I think it's on Netflix or it's on one of the streams. Maybe it's on Now TV. But, like, when I was packing up my house to move, fucking 3 years ago, whatever it was, I was packing box and I had it on the background. And I was like, he's actually quite good. You know what I mean? Like, but not being like, this is the best one ever. No, but
like,
it was
better than you thought.
Yeah, you know. I was going through a phase of like trying out stand. Remember we did a couple of like episodes on stand up comedians.
Best stand ups, best specials, that sort of stuff. Like, over on our Patreon, I don't know if you saw. €5 a month.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I don't know if you saw like John Mulaney. At the Hollywood Bowl. It was like, and it was part of that Netflix is a joke thing. But he's talking about like RFK.
You're thinking JFK.
No, I'm thinking of Robert.
Oh, excuse me.
His RFK Jr. The guy, you know, he's married to your one from Curb Your Enthusiasm, Cheryl Hines.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would like to say, eating meat is good. Like he's trying to throw up a frog or something.
Excuse me.
Not even that. That's what I was saying. He sounds too good. It's like oh well.
Sounds like the guy from Men in Black.
Yeah, he does sound like sugar water.
That's good.
I mean, top five performance of all time, man. It's incredible.
Oh, you drove me mad as a kid, but
is that right? I got the cat right here. But it was like him ripping through RFK. I'm like, and he's like, I know him. He's my friend. But like, he's a fucking dummy and he's in charge. Like, he's Secretary of Health or something like that over there now. And I'm like, that's the kind of like incisiveness I want.
Yeah.
Like, from my comedian, you know, as opposed to, well, I'm edgy and you're Chinese. And I'm going to say the CH word, you know.
Yes. I find that with so many. Real, and I know we've talked about it. Like,
barrel, like.
There's certain topics that when they come up, and it's not, you know, it's not true a thing of like, oh, I can't believe he's talking about this. It's just like, oh.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear something about Trump or when you hear something about trans or when you hear something about any of that sort of stuff, and I'm just like, oh, we got 10 minutes of this topic. I'm like, get to fucking relationship shit. Get to
something I can
relate. Something like this current affairs stuff. I'm just always just like, oh no.
But I, like,
you just kind of know, like,
if it's intelligent, if I find it like this is thought out,
yeah,
and this is research or whatever, yeah, okay. But when it's stuff like completely false and it's just like, and a punchline, you're like, all right, man.
There's one bit of Bill Burr's thing that I thought was actually really good. It was it's from a special a few years ago. You might have seen clips of it where he's talking about.
Did he have
like,
hair or was he bald?
Yeah, but he was bald.
Okay.
It's like Bill Burr at Red Rock or something, if you've seen that one, where he's talking about like women's sports and, you know, like, it's like, when are you going to pick up your end of the couch?
Yeah,
like, you don't even go. It's like, I mean, the Kardashians, and it's just this noise with the money going. It's like people are watching over there. That's where the money goes. Eyes are over there. That's where the money goes. You know, but like,
that's a very good bit.
That was a very intelligent sort of bit. You know what I mean? If you do it well, that's good.
I've talked about it on some of my solo pods, but I want to talk about Zendaya.
Okay. No problem.
And like, boy howdy, is she tops.
Oh,
like, she is fucking incredible.
Are you talking actor or actress or
I'm talking movie star. Get your head out.
I don't know. I'm just trying to gauge your level of
she's a fucking star. Like,
I don't see it.
Do you not?
No.
Oh man.
Like, I haven't
in
seen
spades I see.
If I didn't keep hearing the name Zendaya and if she didn't have one name, I feel like I wouldn't think about her at all.
What have you seen her in?
Spider-Man.
That's it.
And something else. I can't remember what it was. One other thing. But it's like, she was good. Yeah. I didn't think she's bad. But I don't see.
She has the intangible.
I haven't seen her best movies.
She has the it. But. Like, you haven't seen Challengers.
Nope.
I watched a movie with her, Robin Pattinson, called The Drama.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a couple that are getting married. It's the week of their wedding, and then they do this game where it's like, what's the worst thing you ever did?
Mm.
And she, I'm not going to say what it is, because it's very interesting, and it's a very thought-provoking thing to
pass.
Think about. No, it's but she says her thing, and then it sends him off in a spiral, and then it's right. Like, we've got 3 days left before the wedding. And
how can we reconcile this?
But also, he's losing his mind, but she has just this...
What is it?
Star quality. And I'm watching Euphoria. I haven't really watched any of the seasons before. I've watched a couple episodes and Faye's watching them. But I've started on season 3, essentially. And like,
right.
There's just something she does with her face, with her a sound coming out of her or something. You're like, that's the shit. Like, that is movie star shit. Which is few and far between. In the, like, her, Chalamet, Pattinson... Like,
you
big
throw
three.
Pattinson in there?
Oh.
Movie star?
100%. He's Batman.
I love him. I didn't think he was universally acknowledged as like a star leading man guy.
He's in The Odyssey as well. Oh. And he's going to be in Dune 3. Like, he's in all of the shit, you know?
I'm glad for him.
Yeah.
He seems super sound and really good.
But like, it's harder. It's getting harder and harder to be like, it's Flibs McGibber. I'm like, who? Don't you know he was the star of 7 Days Till Summer on Netflix for 6 seasons? Like, no. Sorry. Ain't passing the test.
I don't think your boy, Tom Cruise's protege, what's his name? Glenn.
Powell. He's a bit different. He's older.
He already seems like he's come and gone. He's peaked and valleyed.
Maybe. But then, you know what? I watched a movie of his. It's called How to Make a Killing.
Mm-hmm.
And my review of the movie was... It seems like now he's more Matt Damon than Tom Cruise.
Oh.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
everybody
okay.
was like, he's going to be the next Tom Cruise. And now I'm like, you know what? He likes to do interesting character stuff and his blockbuster IP.
One for them, one for me.
Kind of like that. And then I'm like, he kind of reminds me more of Damon than Cruise, the more his career is going along.
Nothing wrong with that.
The thing is, he seems to be wanting to do TV. And I'm like, no.
That's where the money is,
Stay away from the TV. You stay, you protect yourself.
I don't know, though. I don't know if that's good advice, though.
Yeah, it is. Look at Tom Cruise.
Yeah, look at him. Like,
yeah.
I love Tom Cruise, and you love Tom Cruise. We know that.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise is like the biggest advocate for, he doesn't, he can't open his mouth.
Look at DiCaprio.
Can't wait to see all my friends at the movies. he's always talking about
look
going
the,
to the
look
movies.
Look at DiCaprio. Damon.
Yeah, DiCaprio Catholic. Does zero TV, actually.
They've
doesn't he?
Done none. These are the guys that knew they came,
yeah, but
because
nowadays,
they came up in the '90s. They don't need it.
Look, I'm not saying that's a good thing, but
Chalamet is not going to do TV.
I guess, yeah.
Patterson's not doing TV. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
TV is where the money is, sure.
Because you get those big long binge series, and you know,
who watches
that? Seems to be. I feel like everyone watches them, no?
Did
maybe they're so saturated now that it's less and less so. But like, there's something I'm particularly interested in watching now. I hear The Pitt is great.
It is fantastic. It is so good.
I've been on your Now TV.
Hey, you enjoying it?
Loving it. I've been watching.
Did you watch Malignant?
No.
Oh.
I've been watching The Sopranos again.
Ah, all right.
But I've only the annoying thing, because I've only watched Sopranos once, and Kerry's like,
"What
you're
a
watching,
treat!"
Kerry's like, "Are you watching this again?" I'm like, I've only seen it once. She's like, you've watched this very episode at least 3 times. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, unnaturally annoyed. I'm like, no, I haven't. I haven't watched
it. You're thinking of Terry. He's watched it 6 times.
I'm like, I haven't. That's the whole point. That's the reason I'm watching it again. I've only watched it once.
When we first got Now TV in, Sky Atlantic would constantly run in The Sopranos at like 6 to 6.50 and then like, 6.50 to 7:40 or whatever. I'm like,
yeah.
2 episodes of Sopranos. Where are we? Oh, it's season 4. I'll just watch this episode here for... or
incredible.
You know, it's like a Steve Buscemi's in this one.
Yeah.
Brilliant, you know?
Oh. I'm on season 2. I started on season 2 and...
Should start season 1, man.
No, because I did a couple of months, like a year ago.
Okay.
I watched like the first 4 or 5 and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start. I'm going to do my policy. I'm a season 2'sman when
Stupido.
I start.
Stupid.
Nah, I'll go back to 1 if I need to.
Zendaya, great.
Yeah.
Also watched... Truman Show.
Ooh,
yesterday.
I saw you posted something on your stories about it. It's
5-star movie. I wouldn't have thought that.
Do you think the meme that's gone around has spurred you on?
Certainly put it in my mind.
Yeah,
and then
right?
I'm like, where's Ed Harris? It's like, not in the movie. He's in the movie at the very start.
Yeah.
And then he's in the movie at the hour mark. And he's only in the movie for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, whoa. That's your like kind of Mandela effect of like, well, Ed Harris is here all the time.
Yeah.
And he is not. But what's really interesting about the movie, I think, is like, first of all, Carey is incredible.
Oh, like he's amazing.
Like, and I remember not thinking it was his best performance.
Mm.
Like, I'll be like, oh, that's a bit lower down on the top. I'm like, no, actually, I don't think he's ever been better.
Yeah.
I don't think he's ever been better. And like, the stuff about reality TV in it, I'm like, how quaint.
I know.
And now it's like, because it's like cameras everywhere. And then it's like, everybody has a camera everywhere. This is just life now.
Yeah.
That it's like, you know.
And that, like, I rewatched that scene again only like a couple of weeks ago of the, you know, the one like, who are you talking to? You know,
who the hell are you talking to?
Why don't you let me fix you some of this new Mococo drink? All natural cocoa beans from the upper slopes of Mount Nicaragua, no artificial sweeteners.
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
I've tasted other cocos. This is the best.
What the hell does this have to do with anything? Tell me what's happening!
Well, you're having a nervous breakdown. That's what's happening.
You're part of this, aren't you?
Woman! Meryl! You are scaring me!
No. You're scaring me, Meryl. What are you gonna do? Dice me? Slice me or peel me? There's so many choices!
No! Do something!
Tasted other cocoa beans.
Do something!
This, yeah.
What?
Like, what? It's like, ooh.
Nothing. And then, like, she, like, when Noah Emmerich, like, he's obviously telling them to get in, like, Truman? Like,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, she's like, I with the can't beers. Take this.
Yeah.
How can anybody expect me to keep up under this?
Yeah, it's to work so, under these conditions.
It's unprofessional. I'm like, he's like, just there.
How does that not give it away right there?
Like, but, like, it's like, how can anybody expect me to go on under these circumstances? So like she could be saying
did
this
she
like
say that? I thought she said yeah,
no, she says go on and then she the last thing she says is it's unprofessional. I was like, that's good. That's good that it is that. But like the idea
great
of
fucking movie.
Great movie. And I was just like, you know, it gets me every time when that score kicks in when he does the bow and he's going out.
Yeah.
And then, like, she, Natasha McElhone is watching the TV.
Yeah.
And like she runs down, it's all the chimes like do 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 do, and then like everybody's like, your man in the bathtub. Yeah. And it's like fucking hell.
I know.
So
it's
good. Like so
I
good.
See it again. What's that on?
It's on Paramount and it's on Prime. And it's like 96 minutes.
That's how you do it.
I couldn't believe it. Like I made like $200 million in 1998. Like again, Carey just fucking killing the 90s.
He is actually perfect for that as well, isn't he? Like because you need someone who's gonna be animated when it comes to it. But like there's something about his expressions and his look on his face.
I never realized what a weirdo Truman is.
Yeah.
And it's like, of course he would be. His whole life is manufactured.
Fabricated,
yeah, exactly, for him. So of course he's going to be weird.
I used to think that. I used to think that when I was a kid.
That you were the Truman Show?
Yeah, but before it was before the Truman Show. But I thought when I was a kid, I'm like, is everyone else in on this? I thought everyone might have been aliens.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm like, is everyone in on this where like they all pretend like this is my mom and this is, you know, all this. And I would sometimes...
Pure egotism.
Yeah, I know. And I'd be sometimes like in the supermarket and I would just turn my head like to see if I catch them like reading the newspaper.
the walls. So stupid. Like, oh, shit, you know?
putting the set together.
I think it's so good as well, like when how the movie like breaks reality like 3 times, 4 times in it. And you're like, oh shit, that's so... Like when he goes to the hospital... she's like, big surgery. Somebody needs their leg amputated. And then he's like, he's outside the door. And he's like, I'm going to make the incision.
Yeah.
And like, the one on the table wakes up and they're like, oh, I'm putting her back down. Or like the lengths that they go to in it. Or like,
it's crazy.
Even the light dropping. It's like 3 minutes into the movie. Yeah. I'm like, that early.
Yeah.
They're telling you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot the thing.
The sky, and it's like 3 minutes into it. And he's like, what the?
Someone's like, twisted to give him a fear of the ocean. Like,
that's
to stop
so
him from
fucked
going.
Up. Like, and it's like, your dad drowned because you wanted to go in the boat. And I'm like, what?
What?
Like, how is... And no...
Yeah.
Like...
That's what you get for trying to, you know...
It's like, he was legally adopted by the corporation so they can do whatever they want to him. Like, there's no human rights.
I gotta see that again.
That's so good, man.
Look, can we switch gears from movies to music?
Sure.
You got a banger for me?
I sent you one.
Let's go... Let's goo it.
Let's go it up.
Let's go it.
Go it up.
Well, this is a bit awkward. We forgot to do the Bangers for Andy theme tune, but I'll give it a shot. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. It's bangers, it's bangers, it's bangers for Andy. I love you, Four Eyes.
All right, Terry. All right, Mr. Scientist.
So let me give you a bit of background on my choice.
Yeah, please.
Last week I'd sent you one of my favourite rap songs of all time.
Oh, no.
Look at the back door.
Yeah. So good.
Right. You already heard
Pharaoh it. Pharaoh Munch, Mos Def.
Yes. Nate Dogg. So, you'd already heard it.
I was a big MTV Yozman.
That's what I... And you know what? Actually, I tell a lie. I heard that song on The Lick.
Lyricist? No.
On The Lick, because Trevor Nelson was doing a piece on how big Destiny's Child were getting, right?
Yeah.
And in that song, it's like... They do the chorus, and then it's like, say my name, and it was like he had picked out a bunch of times where other artists were like
that.
Influenced by,
right.
And I remember I was like, what's that song? And the little thing,
yeah.
Like, I was like, Napster, or
whatever,
to find it.
So good,
yeah. So you know, and then I was like, but I'm kind of in that.
I was thinking he sent me another
rap zone, rap thing. And then I was like, I know he's a horrible human being, but like. It just doesn't get better. I think those first three albums from Kanye.
It's funny because I'm more of a later album.
I know.
Like Yeezus, Life of Pablo.
Beautiful, Twisted.
Yeah, that era.
That's like fourth album.
And fourth, fifth, sixth.
Yeah,
that's
and it's like one. No, but like 1, 2, 3 is like College Dropout.
It's more wholesome, like the first three.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It gets a bit dark and like...
Hasn't lost his mind.
Sordid.
He hasn't lost his mind.
It's kind of like he's losing it, but I feel on the fourth, fifth and sixth, he's losing it, but the music benefits as a result. But then he kind of just goes too far off, you know?
He's losing his mind.
Yeah.
And I'm reaping all the benefits.
But certainly, I mean, I'm not... as familiar with the second and third albums, but the first one I've heard enough of to be like,
had you heard this one before?
No, I hadn't actually.
Ah, what a treat.
And my, you know what, let's play it and then we'll come back. I'm trying to catch the beat. 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 Throw your motherfucking hands. Get on high. All the girls pass the weed to your motherfucking man. Get them high. Now I ain't never tell you to put down your hands. Keep them high. And if you're losing your high, then smoke again. Keep them high. My flow is in the pocket like Wallace. I got the bounce like hydraulics. I can't call it. I got the swirl like alcoholics. My freshman year, I was going through hella problems. Still, I bit up the nerve to drop my ass up out of college. My teacher said I was a loser. I told her, why don't you kill me? I give a fuck if you feel me. I'm gonna follow my heart. And if you follow the charts or the plaques or the stacks, you ain't gotta guess who's back. You see, I'm so shy that you thought I was bashful. But this bastard's flow will bash your skull. And I will cut your girl like past the trunk. I mean, that is very... What year was this? 2004.
Yeah.
That is as 2004 as it gets.
First year of college, like, for me.
Your motherfucking hands.
He was a fucking beatsman as well. Like,
and I remember I seen the documentary about him and, like, the first when he was first coming up, like, he made beats like
that.
And he really did not want to be known as a beats guy. I was like, no, I'm rapping now. Don't talk to me about beats.
There's a whole song at the end of that album.
Yeah.
That is just, it's like a beat that he made and it's him talking about how he got signed.
Yeah.
And how he was making and then I made this beat for, you know, Flip Mode.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said, oh, that's good. You should come meet you. It's just him talking. It's like 10 minutes long. And like, but in between, it's like, so won't you raise a glass for you?
Yeah.
And it's just him talking. It's like, it's really interesting that you can just like, I'd be walking through town listening to Kanye basically saying, and I had signed this deal with Capitol, but then that, so I'd packed up all my stuff, ready to leave Chicago, and then that fell through. And then Jay-Z said, why did you come over to Rock or whatever?
Yeah.
And it's like, but he goes into how like, I didn't want to just do the beats. I wanted to, you know, I rap a little bit too. Like, you know,
did you see the thing of him playing Through the Wire for the first time to Pharrell.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just love that. It's like, whatever, Identifier, Spit My Soul, Through the Wire. Yeah. And then, like, Through the Wire. Yeah. And just Pharrell is like, just gets up his leaves, walks out. And, like, he comes back in, he's like, shakes his hand. He's like, I thought it was just the music. I didn't know.
Yeah.
He looks at the camera. I thought it was the music. I didn't know.
So, so this one is possibly my favorite of the album.
Ooh,
like, this one.
That's big talk for an album that has.
I mean, it's got Jesus Walks. It's got Through the Wire. It's
All Falls Down.
All Falls Down. Yeah.
Through the Wire is my favorite. Slow Jams.
Yeah.
I'd put all those ahead of this one.
Would
for
you?
Me. Because it
doesn't. You haven't listened to it enough, though.
No, probably. Because now, I listened to it like two
yeah, but like,
and a half times.
But like two times.
I know. But my only critique of it would be I would like it to change a bit more. I like when he brings in some sort of high falsetto background loop singing. Or I thought, like, how long is it? It was like four and a half minutes. I thought after maybe the 3.5 minute mark, I'm like, okay, I think we could wrap it up here.
You know? Like when you brought in like Tal Bukele?
It was good. It was good. I liked it. I if you asked me what do you think of that song, I'd say, yeah, I liked it. But
we should do, just you know the way we do your album reviews? We've done Blink and whatever.
Yeah.
We should do that album.
I'd be down for that.
We should go through it and then like rate it.
I don't think the patrons would begrudge us mixing it up the odd time and doing an album review sometimes.
On the Patreon, no, we do it on the main feed.
No, I'm just saying. Patrons, help me out here.
And the main, why don't we just do it on the main feed?
Yeah, okay, but that's a bit niche.
That's what we've done for Blink and stuff before on main feed, yeah.
Okay, that's fair enough then.
Yeah. Okay, so you liked it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
I would say I'd give it a solid. I'd give it an 8 out of 10. I was going to say 7.5, but I'd give it an 8.
But then it shows you if you have 4 or 5 that are above that, it shows you.
Oh, I love.
What a workout plan. How do you feel about the Kanye workout plan?
I remember liking it. I can't remember how it goes, but I remember liking
that's
it.
That's possibly 2 for me.
Could we, Terry, I'm dying for you to listen to Good Kid, Mad City.
Yeah.
Could we do a duet? A duet of pleasures. in either same ep or different ep. Because you would love Good Kid, Mad City. And there's little bits at the end of each song. It's like a HBO special.
Okay.
Like you would really appreciate it.
I'm down for that.
So I don't know whether we could fit it into one episode or do one after the other.
I think maybe we do it. We could do one next week and then we could do one on a non-Patreon week as well. So like, you know, we have a bit more room to breathe.
Yes.
Okay.
We'll talk off mic. Well, I sent you 2 songs for our new segment. Not a new segment, a current segment. Sir, a second song has hit the tower.
Which one's better? You can't both have the same title.
Which one's better?
Who wins?
So, Terry, I hope you weren't crying with these picks, because we're talking about crying. Or crying. Now, technically, I bent the rules a bit because they do have the same title, but one is Crying one is Crying.
I will most definitely allow it with these 2 songs. I tell you, when you do your picks, I'm always like, here's 2 new songs that have the kind of same thing. What do you think? For the most part, anyway.
Yeah.
And you're like, here's 2 absolute bangers.
Yeah.
It's like, here's 2 legendary ones.
Yeah.
And you have to
That's
decide.
How I like to go, because I'm like, they're so different, but like, can you even articulate which one is better and why? And that's the interest for me.
Have we talked about my love of Aerosmith on this podcast?
No.
Like, I'm a huge Aerosmith fan. Mm. The hits. Like, I'm not doing
albums.
Deep cuts, you know what I mean?
I'm not doing albums.
But I think Steven Tyler is like up there for like, if I was making a super group, I would maybe have him as my front man. I think he's incredible.
He's great.
Presence. And like when, especially Crying, like they're like,
there was a time when I was so broken-hearted. Love wasn't much of a friend of mine. Tables have turned, I'm calls me and then where's that party? That kind of love was the killing kind. So listen.
I mean, it's incredible. Mm. And I'm listening to it there and I'm like,
and the, I get hairs, my hair stand up, and it's like, I know, oh, and by the way that I got kissed, I was crying when I met you. I just,
and
whatever.
And I'm dying.
Oh, when the music stops.
Dying. Yeah. Mm. Great, great fucking song.
And then, on totally on the flip side.
But then you're picking my man.
I mean, one of the most beautiful voices in the history of humankind.
And I thought that I was over you. But it's true, so true. I love you even more than I did before. But darling, what can I do? For you don't love me. And I'll always be.
Like, I don't know if you know this, but on our Garbage Patrol album, like, Roy Orbison is the most featured
artist.
I think, because we try not to, like, repeat.
Yeah.
But, like, there was 5 separate Roy Orbison songs.
In Dreams.
We had Won't Be Many Coming Home.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one? The Big Wheel of Turning.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
I did a count once, and I was like, "He must be the most that we've had there." Like, so when you put this on, this also hit me.
Yes.
But I don't know if you know what I'm going to reference here with
crying over you.
Were you a big Only Fools and Horses fan?
Do you know what? I wasn't. Certain episodes
huge in my house.
Yeah, like my dad loved it, but yeah. I was at the. I haven't rewatched it as an adult. Yeah. I just remember being bored by it as a kid. But
like, I loved it as a kid. Yeah, and like my dad would call me Rodney. We'd go, come on, Rodney, let's go, or whatever.
Great.
But there's an episode where Del Boy's girlfriend / wife, I can't remember if they were ever married, she was a singer.
Yeah.
And she was going to be singing on TV. And then the guy who was singing with her couldn't make it. And through one of Del Boy's dodgy deals, he had a guy that could sing.
Yeah.
And he got him on. And then they're singing crying, but he can't pronounce his oars. So it's like, quai. Like on Michael Barrymore, whatever the talk show was. And I remember just being pacing myself laughing. Like,
great.
That's so funny. Such a simple joke. Yeah. And like every time it would come on in the house, like we'd all be like, quai.
That's great.
Over you. And like, it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It is such a beautiful
song.
So it's a hard one. It's a hard one.
I'm going to have to push you for an answer. What is the superior song, Terry? Come on, we know what it is.
I'm going to go Roy Orbison.
Oh!
I'm going to go Roy Orbison. And the reason why is... I'm not sure anybody else can do that song as good as him.
No.
Whereas I think another band could do Crying by Aerosmith. That's the only reason.
Yeah, that's good logic.
And like, you know. Who's the band? Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Could do Crying by Aerosmith. You know what I mean?
That's good. That's a good analogy.
And like, who is a similar...
I'm trying, who could do Crying? Who had that voice?
See, the voice is the thing.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like...
But I guess it's hard though because like the accoutrement on the Aerosmith version, the bells and whistles and all that go into it is like incredible.
Yeah.
And then it's so paired back for Orbison.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
I'm thinking of like someone of that time, like, you know...
I mean, Buddy Holly, but like not
like
really.
Dion, or you know, like some of these like 50s kind of doo-wop kind of guys, but like they couldn't do it as good as him. Like his voice is amazing.
I'm gonna go Orbison.
Orbison,
but like by a hair.
Orbison has hit his tower, and that's how you do that.
That's how you do that.
Well, look, Terry, yeah. I think it's time to wrap it up.
Yep.
We're going to keep talking
it's
here.
It's a new miniseries, Klaxon.
On the Danny Boyle movies. Okay. How do you turn this thing off? Folks, you can catch us on Patreon. You know what's there. About 7 or 8 different movie miniseries, about 50 music episodes. You've got, I would struggle to find where you get better value for money. There's about 300 episodes, and they're really good, and it's only $5 a month. I mean, you literally can't lose.
Sign on up.
If they can't do that, Terry, what else can they do?
Well, they can give us a rating and a review. Now, Andy, mentioned earlier on, the gap is 9 points, but I don't want a 9-star review. They don't exist. A 5-star review. Yes, it is. So if you do that, we will help grow the podcast, get some more ears.
Does it even help grow the pod anymore?
Who knows, but we've got to keep going.
I feel like sometimes people are just, they have a podcast for the social media clips. See what I mean? Like, I feel like the podcast of certain people is geared around, this would be a good clip on social media. Do you know what I mean?
How interesting.
That's how I feel. Not to mention the obvious, like where you get like some influencer just
rant incoming.
You just see them talking. It's like, sorry, is there anyone on the other end there? It's like, I know there's no one at the other end of that table, but you're just like, here's the thing. You got to make sure. I'm like, shut up. You've just shut up. All of you, shut up.
Thanks so much, folks. You get the big L from me behind the paywall. Until next week, look after yourselves and keep watching the skis.
That's what he says.
Goodbye. Goodbye. That's my catchphrase.
I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell that I'd been true.